Yivamos Perk Dalad Mishnah Vav 4:6. In the previous Mishnah, we said that it's the oldest brother who gets the right of first refusal, and ultimately he must, if no other brother wants to yibam, he must to yibam or chalitza and will force him. Our Mishnah wants to consider what happens if he gives some sort of plausible alternative, like another possibility, and that might be someone else doing yibam instead of him. So if he, the oldest brother, tala b'katan ad shiagdil, he says, well, I don't want to do yibam, but maybe my little brother does. And the little brother, we're talking about here, is a child. In fact, the child is less than 9 years old, because the yibam doesn't require any new kinyanim. It's like automatic, based on what, you know, heaven has arranged as a continuation of the existing marriage. And therefore, all you need is just the physical act of them being together, and which is legally binding from a 9-year-old child even. So therefore, we're talking about a child who's less than that, who couldn't perform the act, and therefore establish the yibam. So he says, listen, let's just wait till my little brother grows old enough, and then he'll be the miyabim. So we're going to say we don't listen to him. Similarly, if he says, Ovagadol achiyavo medina sayam, the guy who's the oldest brother in front of us says, listen, I have an older brother, and he really shouldn't get right of first refusal, but the problem is that he is overseas, so we should wait till he comes back. And since we don't know when or if he's ever going to come back, we don't just make this woman sit around indefinitely. Absolutely not. Instead, again, we force him to do yibam or chalitza. Similarly, if he says, oh, becheresh, oh, beshota, he has a brother who is a deaf mute, or who is a shota, who's like mentally incompetent, and he says, listen, maybe they're going to get better, let's wait and see what the doctors can do, and then after the brother heals, then he could perhaps do yibam. So again, ein shomen lo, we say no, nothing doing. Ela omrim lo, what we say to him simply is, alecha mitzvah, this is your mitzvah, you have to act, o chalotz, o yabem, do chalitza or yibam, and let this woman get on with her life. Again, we'll force it for the same reasons in the previous Mishnah. We don't say, even if we'd say, let's say, for example, that there's an older brother and maybe it's best to wait for him, we say no. Chaviva mitzvah b'sha'ata, a mitzvah should be done when it comes to hand. We shouldn't wait for some maybe possibility later on. The proper thing to do is fulfill a mitzvah, even if it's not in its ideal state. That way, at least we know it gets done. Perhaps, for all we know, the brother will die before we can do any yibam or chalitza. Who knows? So therefore, we don't push off mitzvahs. We do them when we can, the best way we can, based on what's in front of us now, not waiting for some possibility for the future. And therefore, we don't wait. Now, as far as the cheresh and shota go, so the truth is, we haven't discussed this so much, but up to now, but in general, the yavama, the woman, doesn't have much say in whether or not she wants to participate in yibam, but that assumes that everything is, we're talking about a normal person who would be the yavam, and in the time of the Mishnah and Gemara and so on, there's a general assumption that a woman would rather be married to somebody than nobody, because at least in those times, they had no protections, really, and so on. So it was really rather dangerous and unpleasant, and perhaps even like just, you know, unsurvivable for a woman to be on her own. So therefore, we assume that she definitely wants to get married, and we want to marry her off. But if there's something sort of objectively wrong with the yavam, like for example, he's a deaf mute, a cheresh, or he's a shota, he's mentally incompetent, or he's a mocheshchin, as the Gemara refers to them. You know, he's got some, mocheshchin means he's got, like the word maka, like the 10 makot, those plagues, and shchin, like the maka of shchin, like of boils. You know, he's just covered in some sort of disgusting skin situation. Again, so since that person's sort of objectively undesirable, and then in that case, the woman is not muzzled, she's allowed to say, no, I don't want to be married to him, and we would listen to her. So she can stop it in the sort of more objective situations. So that's the case of our Mishnah here. The Cheresh and Shota, she could get married to them if she wants, but she doesn't have to, she doesn't want to.